1230 WSOO, it is 9:13, and we're on the phone with the new president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center Sioux, Kevin Kalchek. Kevin, good morning to you. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm great. Good morning.
I have to get used to not calling it War Memorial, and I have to get used to not being talking to David John. So it's
I have to do the same. I'm going to miss him every morning.
Yeah, so you, and we've known for a while that David was going to be retiring. He just had a little retirement party for him. I think it was last week. And that knew that you were going to be taking over the reins here as you switch. I guess this is now your new fiscal year, now July 1st. Would that be correct?
Yeah, we're starting our new, we changed to the My Michigan fiscal year for July 1 through June 30th now. We were a calendar year.
Okay, so for those people that don't know you, I know you've been at the hospital for a while, but give us a little bit of your background as far as what you've done prior to taking over as president and CEO.
Okay, I'm originally from Traverse City, Michigan, but I was in public accounting. I worked at Munson Healthcare for a number of years and then went back into public accounting with Plant Moran in Traverse City. I worked on hospitals all over northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula, and actually came up here in 2004 to assume the chief financial officer role. So I've been up here 18 years.
18 years, and you kind of made this your home, and it's now you're, like I say, you're at the helm of the hospital there, taking over after David John retired. And also, in addition to taking over the new duties, also you're still in the middle of this transition of switching over from War Memorial Hospital to My Michigan Medical Center. Sue, we always get an update from David on how that's going. How is that transition progressing?
I think it's going really well. We're learning a lot from them, and they're learning a lot from us. And I think that's the most important part, is that they're not actually coming in here and telling us that you do it this way, this is the way we do it. They're actually meeting with, you know, many of our departments and learning from us and you know, taking their time, moving us over to things we're working on. You know, transition for security in our network. We're working on doing a transition from Meditech to Epic that will start in May of 2023 and go live in May of 2024. We're working on a master facility plan, which is really exciting right now. That's being led by Marla Bunker on our side, and Ken Greenfield and Alan Swanson are definitely involved in that, and really looking at what that first big project is going to be for the Sioux here, for to provide new, you know, either a new service line or to enhance service lines that we already have. So it's going really well.
Yeah, and I know that was one of the great things about partnering with My Michigan Medical Center Sioux, is that they were making a promise, a 10-year financial investment in the hospital to improve and add new perhaps new services, or just improve on the services that the hospital offers. And I know that David had told us before that before you could do that, you had to kind of see where everything was now to see if there's anything that needed to be improved before you started adding new services.
Yeah, we really have to assess, you know, what condition our buildings are in. It doesn't make a lot of sense to invest in buildings that really can't be updated. So really just looking where we can expand and what the needs currently are. They really, you know, a couple of our buildings, like the rehab building up the street, is in, you know, relatively new and great shape. The medical office building is in great shape. But there's a lot of areas here that are much older.
Mm-hmm. I know that one of the areas that David said was just the power plant where the furnaces and all those things are as really old, and that might need to be updated and brought up to newer technology or whatever before you could add new buildings too.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, and not just newer stuff, but if we add on the capabilities of the current equipment to run additional facilities, mm-hmm. would be difficult as well.
For sure. We're talking to Kevin Kalchek. He's the new CEO and president of My Michigan Medical Center Sioux. You're just a few days on the new job, I guess, officially, although you've been transitioning towards that for a while. One of the things we always like to get an update on, Kevin, is new physicians coming to the area. Always people are looking for you know, new doctors, maybe new doctors providing new services to the area. Do we have an update on any new physicians coming in anytime soon?
He's probably updated you on quite a few of them that we've known about. We have a new oncologist joining us, and that'll actually put us to, three physicians, and then also Holly Shank is a PA. So our oncology unit will be much more robust than it was a couple years ago when we were struggling for providers. We have a young lady, Megan Eby. She's finishing her residency right now as a inpatient hospitalist, and she'll be joining us in September. Dr. McHugh is a actually family practice. He'll be doing hospitalist work as well. Dr. Balaraman is not on board completely yet, but we're really close to getting him on board. He'll be another primary care physician. And, that's really one of the areas that we're really struggling with right now is primary care. Some of our doctors are, getting to the end of their career. Dr. Pond retired. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Dr. O'Connor is, taking a little bit more time for himself. And, just trying to get our community the ability to establish what the primary care is just so very important to us. We have quite a few delays right now, and a lot of those delays are just because of staffing. So we'd really like our community to be patient with us as they're calling and scheduling, because we're putting that as a number one priority to get them the primary care services that they need.
So Kevin, I know that you mentioned staffing and everything, and one of the things that we've discovered, especially kind of as we're getting out of the pandemic, is that healthcare providers, especially like nurses and some of those other healthcare professionals and everything, there's a lot of people that are either getting out of the profession or maybe going on to, like, I know that there was a big surge of traveling nurses because there was a lot of money that could be made at some of these bigger urban hospitals that were struggling to staff and everything. Are you still struggling with staffing at the hospital, and how are you working to address that?
Oh, yeah, we definitely are. We actually are starting programs, whether it be a certified nurse aid program, trying to continue our relationship and with Lake State for nursing. We'd like to see them or somebody else locally get an LPN program. But a program that we started about a year ago that people might not be familiar with is our medical assistant program. Mm-hmm. We actually pay them from day one to come into our program. We educate them, pay for the training for that. They get full-time benefits and full-time pay from day one. So we're really hoping that, some of our community members might have a desire to get into healthcare and know that we support them through their training, and it might be a good avenue for them to go on to even get a bachelor's degree in nursing after, if they find out that they like it. But it's a great entry-level job that's taking care of our community and all of our outpatient clinics, whether it be in orthopedics, general surgery, primary care. So that we're really working on that. But I think from a standpoint of travelers, and that we are seeing that, and we're really at the verge of saying, can we continue these services at this cost? And we hate to reduce services, but right now we are actually, I would say, probably about $750,000 higher this year than we were last year. Mm-hmm. With the traveler costs, and that's just not sustainable. I know that a lot of hospitals downstate are actually deciding to reduce services. Yeah. Because they can't continue this.
So you've got that medical assistant program. Are you getting a lot of people some interest in that? Is that something that you're getting some people to go through and graduate out of that program?
Yeah, it takes about 6 months to get through it, but they're working, again, full-time from day one. And I would say we've probably had 15 to 20 of them in the past year, but it's still not meeting our needs because, we're losing other people as well.
For sure. And if somebody was listening is interested, or maybe knows somebody that's interested, how would they go about, who would they contact to maybe find out more information about that?
I think that, again, the medical assistant program, they can reach out to our human resource department. Don Parker's usually the first contact for all of our community members and human resources, and just let them know that they're interested in the medical assistant program and what type of training that is and how they get involved.
I think it's a great program. I remember when when that was kind of launched, at the, you know, the fact that you're working, you're getting paid from day one, and you're learning a great career that really could benefit people and like I say, maybe go on to even become an RN or something like that. But it's a great kind of a entryway for people to kind of get into the medical field and do it no cost to them, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So one of the other things that I know that is people are watching and everything is the transformation, like you say, over to My Michigan Medical Center, Sue. And one of the big things, obviously, would be like new signs and everything. I know that David had said, what's the weather kind of broke and everything, some of the new signs and things would be going up. Are we closer to – I haven't been by the hospital, so maybe you've got them up and I've missed them. But are some of the signs starting to go up, or do we have a timeline for that yet?
No, it's a process for sure. And again, getting people to be able to do the work. We started looking at companies locally that would be able to do the work, and it was something that they just couldn't do. And so I believe that signs should start going up in July, end of July, that time frame. So they should be coming really soon. And that's just the external signs. There's some that won't be done yet, mm-hmm. but a lot of them I think you'll start seeing in July. And actually, that reminds me, there's a transition in the Meyer Fast Care Clinic that we have.
Mm-hmm.
That was a partnership with Bellin Health out of Wisconsin. And My Michigan actually runs those types of programs in Meyer's throughout the state. So we're going to be switching to have a direct relationship with Meyer renting that space, and it's going to be under the My Michigan Easy Care name. So that'll be changing August 1st.
Okay. It'd be basically still an outpatient clinic, get the same services by the folks that are out there, but just a different name?
Yeah, it's going to be the same services, same providers, everything the same. We're hoping to enhance services long-term, but that's not something that we're going to introduce right away.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And so now, obviously, you've stepped into the president's chair and the CEO's chair and everything, which I guess left a vacancy for your job. Do we have a replacement for you now, as far as you were the chief financial officer before? Do we have a new CFO for the hospital?
Well, actually, they do things a little bit differently at the corporate level, and that's part of the benefit of joining a larger health system. They have, there's, 9-10 hospitals in mm-hmm. the system, and they have a lot of support at the corporate level. So actually what's going to happen is, in my role, I was overseeing a lot of different areas, the revenue cycle, medical records, dietary, fiscal services, billing, that type of thing. So from a CFO perspective, we're not going to be hiring another CFO, but the financial side will be taken over by our finance director, Sheila Lewis, and she'll report to the corporate CFO at My Michigan Health. That's Mike Rose.
Mm-hmm. So that's really a great cost saving for the hospital, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. And again, those, you have people at the corporate level that deal with things multiple times a year because of the multiple hospitals, and it'll be a real benefit for us.
For sure. Well, Kevin, we appreciate the time, and we're looking forward to having our monthly conversations with you and getting updates on the transition to My Michigan Medical Center, Sue. So thanks so much for the time, and congratulations on the new gig.
Well, thank you very much. Can I share one more thing?
Absolutely, for sure.
So I want to thank Representative DeMoose, because last week My Michigan Medical Center, Sue, found out that we were going to be the recipient of a $3.6 million supplemental grant from the state to enhance our behavioral health services, getting private rooms and that type of thing. So it's something that we're very committed. We know that the problems, especially through the pandemic, that behavioral health is not a service that is given the resources that it should be, and we're really excited about that.
That's fantastic. And behavioral health, you have that out. Is that out in Kinross?
That is out in Kinross. We have an outpatient and inpatient unit, and we serve all of the eastern Upper Peninsula, but we also have a lot of people coming up from downstate, too, that get referred up here. So we're really excited about being able to expand those services under the leadership of Dr. Masood.
So what will that additional funding be able to provide you guys to do?
That right now we have a 20-bed unit, and more and more, the 20-bed unit is semi-private, so there's two individuals in each room. And there's a lot of times where there's no roommate orders, just for the safety of the mm-hmm. patients themselves as they, you know, are being helped and supported. And so what that will allow us to do is really expand the unit and get more private rooms, which is really good for the patients. And also we're hoping to create the opportunity to take care of patients under 18, anywhere from 15 to 18 years old. Currently, we can't take pediatrics.
Sure, and obviously that's a huge, through the pandemic and everything, we've seen a huge increase in issues that the kids that age have had, so that'll be great.
It really is. No, I'm excited to say that. So thank you for letting me have the extra time to share that with everybody.
You'll learn that you have as much time as you want here. So if you want, there were times that David and I went for whole hours, so just so you know.
That's awesome.
It's unlimited. So we appreciate the time. And again, congratulations. We'll look forward to getting to know you a little bit more, Kevin, and talking to you here on a monthly basis.
Great. Thanks a lot. I'm excited to be here in this role, and I've thoroughly enjoyed the community and being part of it over the last 18 years.
Absolutely. Kevin Kalchek, the new president and CEO of My Michigan Medical Center. Sue, joining us this morning here on 1230 WSOO.